Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
I have a phenomenal guest, an anointed woman of God, my sister, Minister Christine Carter. Are you there?
Yes, Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, the floor is yours. Let God use you. Go right ahead.
Amen. I just want to, first and foremost, I just want to tell you thank you so much, First Lady, for giving me this opportunity. You know, a lot of times when you don't have the big name out there, you're overlooked. Your anointing is overlooked. Your call is overlooked because your name may not draw in the masses. But I believe in this season, God is speaking to a certain people, and he has a certain word for a certain people. And so for whoever is on the line, whoever joins in on the line, or whoever listens to this afterwards, I just want you to know that God is speaking directly to you in your situation. And today, this morning, what we're going to talk about is the joy I need. It comes from the Lord. And I feel like I'm qualified to speak on this topic, to share with us as the Lord concerning this topic, because I've had so much stuff go on in my life that joy should escape me, that there would be no reason to be in joy. If you're like me and you've had every area of your life under attack over and over and over again, your health, your finances, your friendships, your relationships, your marriage, your children, and it's nonstop. It's from one thing to the next thing, from one thing to the next thing, from one thing to the next thing. And some people would have broken by now under pressure. Some people would have been on Brother Man's fifth floor by now. Some people may have, you know, committed suicide. And I know that me personally, I was there. I literally tried to do that. And it was nothing but God that stopped me and reminded me that my life was not my own. And so when I'm speaking about this type of joy that you need, this type of joy that I need, that we need, this type of joy only comes from the Lord. Amen. So right before I begin, I just want to open with a quick prayer. Father God, I just thank you right now, God. I thank you for this word. I thank you for this time. I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for this season, God. I thank you right now, Father God, that you are counting us worthy to still speak to us, Father God, in our lack of anointing, our lack of follow through, our lack of giving you our all, Father God. But you still, Father God, are reaching out, grabbing, tugging, knocking at the doors of our heart, Father God, and you want us, God. You're calling us, Father God, and we're saying to you right now, Father, we're open, we're receptive, Father God. We want to hear what thus says the Lord. So Holy Spirit, use me, speak through me. Have your way in your people. In Jesus' name, amen. If you can, go with me to John chapter 15, and I'll begin at verse 5 through 11. And for the sake of time, I'm going to just go ahead on and read John chapter 15, verses 5 through 11. And it reads, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Verse 9, as the Father loved me, I also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Verse 11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Amen. Joy. What is joy? The world says that joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Great pleasure and happiness. So the world says that something has to be going on in our favor for us to receive it as joy. So the circumstances have to be right, the situation, issues, everything just has to be perfect for you to experience the joy of the world. Amen. But what does the word, what does the Lord say about joy? Amen. I found a great definition of joy from Pastor Rick Warren. And it, to me, it gave the best summation of what joy is. It says that joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life, the quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right, and the determined choice to praise God in every situation. So the world says that the situation has to be in my favor for me to experience joy. But the word, the spiritual sense of the word of joy, it says that it doesn't matter the situation. I have a determined praise on the inside of me that despite what's going on around me, I know that God is in control. So therefore, I can have joy knowing that he's the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen. And I know that sometimes that can be hard, almost impossible when all hell is breaking loose, right? This past week, I woke up. Actually, it started on my daughter's birthday. It had gotten real bad. I was feeling really, really bad last week. And I felt like I needed to go to the hospital. But it was my daughter's birthday. She turned 11 years old. I did not want to go to the hospital on her birthday because I had the sickening feeling that this was going to be an extended stay. I've had many extended stays in the hospital over the past, give or take, 8-9 years. And so I did not want to take away from her special day with my situation. So I began to pray. God, please let me be okay. Father, heal my body, touch my body. I got through her birthday, went to sleep that night, woke up that morning, and I felt horrible. I mean, chest feeling like it was being kicked in. My left arm went completely numb. My shoulder, I'm aching. My neck is aching. And I'm looking this up. I'm doing research. I have a lot of knowledge on what's going on. And I'm like, God, am I having a heart attack? What's going on? So I jump up. I'm calling around because I got to get somebody here with my children. I jump in the car. I'm speeding to the emergency room. I get to the emergency room. When I step out of my car, my entire arm is limp. And my left leg, I'm actually limping on my leg. So when I have all of these situations going on, I'm still keeping ever present in my mind, but God, you allowed me to get here. God, you allowed me to wake up. God, you gave me the mind to come here. Because some people may have not woken up in their situation. Some people may have not been able to get in the car and get to the hospital. So as I limped to the door, of course, they're trying to decide, okay, is this COVID? What's going on? And they immediately bring me to a room in the back. They rule out COVID. Of course, I have to get an emergency COVID test. It comes back negative. So we know it's not that. My blood pressure is 186 over 102. They're putting a stroke cart on me. I'm in all types of distress. I have people stabbing my arms. I'm looking at bruises on my arm right now from UV, from ultrasound IVs. And, of course, I had an extended stay. I didn't get out until that Saturday. I get home. My house is wrecked. My daughter's gone. My son is at the house, you know, with who he was being watched by. And I'm just like, God, but thank you. Some type of way I'm trying to find a thank you in the situation. Even though it looked bad, I still had to find a thank you in the situation. And that's what I want to tell you today. So I want to give you three steps, three ways to find that joy that you need that only comes from the Lord. And we can actually find it in these scriptures. Amen. So I want you to look at verse 5. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So the first step in obtaining this joy that only comes from the Lord is to first, you have to begin to abide in him, abide in the Lord. And so when I say abide, that means to accept or act in accordance with a rule, a decision, a recommendation. To abide means not only do I live in him, but I accept what he requires of me. I act in accordance with what he requires of me, and I live it out. So God is saying to us, if you want this joy that no man can take, you have to first abide in me, and I'll abide in you, and I'll cause you to bear much fruit. So in the midst of all of the chaos of this pandemic, I've heard testimony after testimony of many believers who have found themselves blessed in the midst of this storm. Many of us who were going through storm after storm, going through poverty situations, going through lack over and over and over the years, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're not getting an unemployment check. We haven't gotten the PPE. We haven't gotten the PPP. We haven't gotten the EIDL. But what we did have was the joy of the Lord. What we did have was the favor of the Lord. And God has allowed us to create opportunities where there seemingly wasn't any. And so God is saying when you abide in him, he will allow you to bear much fruit. If you go to verse 7, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So the second step, step one, abide in him. Step two, abide in his word. To accept or act in accordance with the word of God concerning your life. Now, despite how it looks, despite how we feel, despite how they treat us, what does the word say about how you should respond? Now, we've all had situations where people have done us wrong, have talked to us like they were crazy. We've had people in the church let us down, disappoint us, try to embarrass us, try to deter us from the anointing of the call on your life. And when the word comes up and says, touch not the anointed, but your anointed just hurt me. But his word says, touch not the anointed, do my prophets no harm. And you shut your mouth. And you abide in his word. You accept it and you act in accordance of his word. And you deal quietly with your hurt. And then you look up and see that God is dealing with them. We have to realize that just as we have a God, everybody else on this planet has a God too. And as much as we want to punish people, make people pay, we want an eye for an eye, a toe for a toe, an ear for an ear, we don't want to turn another cheek, we're not going to take off our coat and give it to them 2 weeks. We're not doing all of that. But the word of God says that when you receive, respond in a certain manner, it's like heaping hot coals upon a person's head. They're confused. They were ready to go back and forth with you. But when you decide to walk as a woman or a man of God in a situation, you allow God to step in and have his way. And while you're fine, and then, of course, we're not looking for God to hurt these people. We're not looking for God to bash him. We're not looking for negativity, but we are looking for restitution. that God makes sense of this for me. God, help me understand why I'm going through what I'm going through. I gave myself the nickname of about a year or so ago, Jobette, because I just felt like I was Job. Like, God, what is going on? Everything that Job was going through, from his spouse saying, just go on, curse God. And, you know, having that type of situation in my life where, oh, I don't know why you follow God, them church folk and blah, blah, this. And having to hear situations, having to hear negativity like that in my ear, or having people, you know, come and sit down and say, well, you must be doing something if you're going through all of this. And it made me start to look and survey the land. And I, God, well, what am I doing, Father? Please show me. Please help me, Father. I rap. I minister. I give. I sow. I do whatever I can for people, God. I discount my services. I give free services, God. But I just feel like I'm always being used. I feel like people will take everything from me and come back and get changed, God. What is going on? On top of that, my health. On top of that, my pregnancy. On top of that, my son being born and not breathing. And I'm watching them try to get him to come back, and seeing color come back into his body, and hearing him cry, and having to live inside of a NICU as I watched him get better finally and come home at 4 pounds. God, why so much pain? Why me? And to hear the Spirit of the Lord whisper back, why not you? Why can't I use you? Why can't I use you as a testament for such a time as this? To show others that if you just hold on, if you abide in him, if you abide in his word, and lastly, if you keep his commands. Verse 10 says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Keep his commandments. The word of God says, God literally says, if you love me, obey me. Not if you love me, preach the gospel. Not if you love me, do praise dance. Not if you love me, rap, climb over chairs, hoop and holler. He says, if you love me, simply obey what I've stated to you in my word. So if we find ourselves abiding in him, spending time with him, meditating on his goodness, talking to him daily, we find ourselves abiding in his word, reading our word, putting that word into practice in our lives, and then we find ourselves keeping his commands. What are his commands? You might be saying, well, what are his commands? Deuteronomy chapter 5, 6 through 21 gives you the commandments of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 5. 6 through 21. And that's simple. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. And I know a lot of us, we miss this one right here. We miss that you shall not make for yourself a carved image. Why? Because we got crosses on our walls. We got pictures of blue-eyed Jesus on the wall. We have crosses around our necks that we wear every day, and it's our favorite piece. But the Bible literally says, you shall not make for yourself a carved image. Verse 9 says, you shall not bow down to them and serve them. There are people that will bow down to a wooden cross on their wall. But the Bible commands us not to do that. It also says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. I swear We quick to use his name in vain. Verse 12, another commandment, to observe the Sabbath, to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day, the Sabbath day, Saturday, is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your servant, male or female, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gate. He says that you need a day to rest. And I found that, for me, that stuck out because I was working 7 days a week, 10, 11, 12 hours a day, because I wanted to provide a life for my children, but I was killing myself. And I was putting the trust in my abilities and not my trust in the Lord. Verse 16 says, to honor your mother and your father as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which your Lord your God is giving you. To honor your mother and your father. Verse 17 says, you shall not murder. And we understand it's not right to pick up a gun and shoot somebody, stab somebody. But do you know that you can murder someone with your words? Do you know that you can destroy and kill someone's character with your lies? See, we think about murdering as in taking the life of a person, but you can steal a person's life with your words, with your games, with your gossip, with your backbiting. Purposely trying to hurt a person and using your mouth as a weapon. Verse 18 says, you shall not commit adultery. And adultery is twofold. Adultery from with your spouse, but then adultery with God. Because why, it goes back to the front. He said, you shall have no other gods before me. But some people make social media their God, sports their God, game systems their God, their money becomes their God. You have committed adultery and sinned against God. Verse 19 says, you shall not steal. Verse 20 says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Verse 21 says, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, field, servant, male or female, ox, donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. But how many of us look upon what others have and envy it and want it and covet it and say, she don't deserve that. She barely been a Christian. You're coveting what God had for somebody else and disregarding what God has for you. And so God is saying to us today that we understand that, you know, I understand it. God understands it. You understand it, that life is not perfect. He never promised that it would be. He told us from the get-go, from the jump, from the beginning, that the weapon will be formed. But when you belong to him, it will not prosper. And so as I laid in that hospital, getting CAT scans, MRIs, stress tests, they're checking my heart, they're checking this, checking that, And I remember talking to this nurse, and this epiphany just fell upon me, and I realized, I said, my God, this is the first time I've come into a hospital, and I was actually treated right from the moment I walked in the door by every single person. I have been asked to go and get psychiatric evaluation because I was coming to the hospital. I have been accused of just wanting prescription meds despite the fact that I'm allergic to all of the strong narcotics. I can't have codeine, morphine, Vicodin. You know, I have severe allergic reactions to these things. And two of them, I found that out in the hospital with them putting it in my IV and me having a severe reaction to it. So I began to cry as I spoke to this nurse, and she just got down on her knees beside me, and she held my hand, And as I sat there alone, because of course you can't have guests, you can't have people come in and visit, she asked me, did I want the chaplain to come? And I said, yes. And the chaplain came. We, all three of us, she never left me. We all prayed together. And I just told her that for the first time, they believed me completely. And they ran every test that they could finally run. And they finally found what we believe to be the culprit of what I have been experiencing for years, and knowing that I have been misdiagnosed for years, knowing that I have been given the wrong medication for years, to know that one of the medications that I was on caused me to have multiple miscarriages in my marriage, it was devastating. But then I can hear a small, still voice saying, but we found it. But we know the truth now. Now we know how to fight. Now I know where to concentrate my prayers. You can always find God if you abide in Him in your situation. God has not left you. God has no desire to forsake you. God does not joy and does not find joy and in excitement in your going through. But God is looking down, just as Job was sifted, just as God said, have you tried my servant Job? He had confidence in Job enough to know that no matter what Satan threw at him, he would make him proud. And so, as I close, I just want to remind you, Job and Jobette, that God is with you. But you need to make a decision today to finally, truly be with Him, to abide in His word, to abide in His love, in His presence, to keep His commands, and to allow Him to create the destiny that He has for you, and you trust that He knows what He's doing. Amen.
Yes, amen. God. Amen. The one that stood out with me is when you said abide in the Lord. People don't know, really mm-hmm. understand that. Abide
right.
in the Lord. And if they will fully understand that, it won't be as hard like they think, like they're making it hard
right.
for themselves, you know.
Right.
And what God kept giving me when you was talking about you being in the hospital and the miscarriage and having no early, much is given, much is required.
Amen.
Much is given, much is required. That's all He kept saying to me for you. Much is given, much is required. Yeah, they talk, they laugh. You helped a lot of people I know firsthand what you have done, but you never threw that in anybody's face. You stayed faithful to God and did what He told you to do from the heart. And that's what moves Him. That's why He's pleased with you, because you still did it in spite of, you could have did a lot of things to a lot of people, but because God
yeah.
has you in His hands, you knew not to do it. You knew not to lash out. You could have. Just being honest, you really could have on a lot of people,
yeah.
church people
yeah.
and regular people and family.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave family out neither. But because you
right.
stand on His word, and that's, like I said, that's all I kept hearing was much is given, much is required. So
amen.
It's going to be, it's rough, but it's going to get better.
Amen. And
it's going to get better.
You know, as I sit here, you know, knowing that last year at this same time, I was going through eviction.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I had just
had my son December 5th of 2019, and by February of 2020, I was going through eviction. I'm scrambling. I'm fighting. I have a newborn who is a preemie,
mm-hmm.
and I have my daughter – And me in that situation wasn't because I was lazy. I have never been lazy. I've always worked hard. But I was put in a position where God forced me to sit down. From May of 2020, in my pregnancy, where I had already began spotting and in jeopardy of miscarrying. And here I am about to be 40, and I felt like this is my last chance. You know, I always wanted a son. I wanted more than one child. Like, I literally asked God for a boy and a girl. I remember being young, and that was all I ever desired. That was what God had always shown me. You know, when I had my daughter, I had already seen her. When I had my son, I had already seen him. You know, I could tell when people ask what you have, and before I even had the ultrasound to find out what I was having, I already was telling them what I was having because God had already showed me the child.
Right.
I saw my son walking and talking before I had even gotten pregnant. So when the spotting began, I went to the hospital. They put me on mandatory bed rest throughout the pregnancy, and I had a horrible pregnancy. And so being forced on bed rest, having no income, I went through life being cut off. I went through my car being repossessed. You know, I had 700 square foot office. You know, I lost my office. You know, all of my furniture, all of my paper, my photography equipment, everything was in there. Everything was locked out and taken from me. And I sat there in that house with God every day, crying out to God, crying out to him, and God, why am I in this situation again? Why am I health, God? What's going on? Why? And just knowing that him continually telling me that, Christine, my grace is sufficient. I'm with you. I've never left you. I've never failed you. Mm-hmm. And so when I finally was forced to leave my apartment, I literally had a couple days, and my mom went out of town and left me with her truck, her SUV, and I was literally moving my apartment in my mom's truck into a storage by myself. Now, mind you, I just had an emergency cesarean. Right after that, I had, 2 days after the cesarean, there was internal bleeding. I had to go there to go back in, fix that, and then they also took my gallbladder. So here I am, freshly cut, and I'm moving in the winter, boxes, picking up stuff. I got a newborn sitting in the middle of the floor with me throwing clothes in a bag, throwing my life in garbage bags, trying to get out of this before they came and the constables threw all of my stuff on the curb. And so I'm in this situation. My heart is breaking. But right in the midst of that, God allows me to connect with a young man that it set my life in another direction. I learned, he became my mentor in my business. Him and his wife, they fell in love with my family. They put me in their program. Literally, by May of 2020, I was moving into a 4-bedroom house. By May of 2020, I pulled into my 2-car garage in my paid-for cash car. I'm literally on the phone with you now, sitting in my office inside of my home. And then God favored me to go back to that office building, and they gave me all of my stuff. And I had the money to pay them everything I owed them to get my stuff, and they told me to keep the money. Just come on and get your stuff.
Jesus.
So they gave me all of my equipment back. I have a 2-car garage, so my garage is full of all of my equipment. I'm sitting in my office with my supplies, my Macs, my printers. I mean, God favored me. When I thought all was lost, God was saying, no, I got you. I got you. Now more than ever, I'm convinced that, you know, I don't mean no disrespect to nobody, but I got to be one of his favorites.
Oh, yeah. He don't just do that for anybody.
I got to be one of his favorites. But you got to know that about yourself, too.
Yeah.
You got to know that when people go low, you go to God.
Mm-hmm.
When people slander you in the public, you pray for them in private.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say pray, I say P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y.
Yes,
there's
E-Y.
A difference.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
There's a major difference. See, I chose to pray for them to be blessed, for their ministry to grow. I chose to pray that God would touch their heart, show them the error of their way. I chose to pray and not lash out and not tell my truth and not tell the truth with truth. Because I said, what is this going to solve? How will this help the body of Christ? How will this help the cause of Christ when I demean all that God is for me, all that God is in my life? And now to know that I'm walking in a situation now that I started, God had been leading me, the Holy Spirit had been leading me in the direction of going vegetarian, vegan, you know. And I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a vegan right now. I still eat fish and maybe a little baked chicken here and there, you know, every now and again. And so I would definitely say vegetarian. But between September and now, I went from 196 pounds to 160. And that made a dramatic impact on my health overall. And so when I went back to the hospital, I was discouraged because I said, God, I put in all this work. Why am I here? But I feel the Holy Spirit telling me even now, because it was time for you to really find out the truth. You're healthy now. Now you'll be able to do whatever you need to do to get yourself together. And now I have a different battle before me. Now I have to learn about sickle cell, and now I have to learn my triggers and understanding that this whole time I was in crisis. I was in pain crisis and didn't know it, which was causing my blood pressure to go up, which was causing me to have stroke symptoms, but not necessarily having major strokes, which is why my feeling always came back. My walk always came back. I was always able to regain everything that I was going through. And the whole time I had doctors that didn't want to look beyond the surface and accuse me of things instead of just doing their job. And for those doctors, I pray for. I pray that they don't continue to treat people that way and they actually do what they said they went to school to do, and that's to help heal people. You know, so the joy that I have, it don't come from the world. It don't come from my circumstances around me. This joy that I have comes from the fact that I know that I know that I know that he is with me.
Always.
That he has not forsaken me. And so for you that are listening, he has not forsaken you. Remember all of those times when he showed up right on time? What the old saying said, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's always on time, and I'm talking right on time. And when you thought all was lost, God was working some things together for your good. Some of us had to be hurt by certain people because that was the only way to get us away from them. Because when God was telling you to distance yourself, you didn't. When God was telling me to leave a certain ministry, I didn't, because of the position that I held, and I loved where I was.
Come on here, you preaching this morning.
God stripped it from me. God had allowed this to break my heart so I didn't turn back. Many of us are going through situations because we didn't obey when he first said. We didn't abide in him. We didn't abide in his word. And we didn't take heed to his command. And so now we find ourselves in situations where health-wise, my mama had this and my daddy had this. But certain things are not passed down. You know what is? Bad eating habits. That's what I had to learn. Bad eating habits was passed down. And so eating those things caused these sicknesses and diseases. But if you choose to be the one person that stands up for your generation, for the rest of your bloodline, and says, it stops with me, that we going to do a new thing. We going to pivot into another direction. All of this diabetes, a high blood pressure, heart disease, kidney failure, all of this stuff can stop with you. But are you willing to be the one that God uses? If I had to go through all that I'm going through just so I can raise my children the right way and to eat the right way so that they never have to deal with what I deal with, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing. Who are you willing to suffer for and still walk in joy and still smile? Because everybody didn't even wake up this morning. And you may have not awoken to the house that you want to live in. And you may walk out and there's no car out there to get in. But thank God that you woke up. Thank God that you can walk outside. Thank God that you didn't wake up outside. And if you did, thank God that you woke up, even if it is outside.
In the first place, because some people didn't wake up this morning. You're
absolutely
Amen.
Right.
You're
Amen.
Absolutely
and some of
right.
That woke up, they waking up, got machines hooked up to them to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
They're on crutches, wheelchairs. We got to look at all the things he is doing and stop putting God in a box.
That's right. That's right.
Walk
You're
in
so
your
right because when Apostle and I started the broadcast, when we took over the broadcast, everybody had something to say about us too, about Apostle and Kashima. Everybody had something to say, and it was nothing positive. It was all negative. The little broadcast, the little shows, the little flyers, the little this. But we're in 15 countries.
Amen.
As of now. This
Amen.
Show is in 15 countries.
That's amazing. I've heard that too. Your little business.
Yeah.
But my
yes.
little business keep a roof over my head.
Come
my
on
little
here.
Business bought me a car cage.
Come on here. And I've been invited to South Africa to come preach from this little broadcast.
Right.
Yeah, so it's
so,
okay.
And then that goes back to the word. The word of God says He'll do things that will confound the wise.
Mm.
See, when they thought God was counting us out, God said, no, he was just counting. He was just waiting. He was revealing who people were to us.
That's
he was
right.
letting us know that when your season comes, who not to walk into it with you.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
God is preparing your table. Woman of God, hear me. It's not as bad as you think. Change your thinking. Change your outlook. And rely on your joy that comes from God. Rely on the fact and know that he is in control.
Yes, God.
He knows what he's doing. Even for those of us that have lost loved ones through this pandemic.
Yes,
a lot of them suffered, and they got their rest in God. Let God be God.
Mm-hmm.
Those are his children before they were your loved one. They belong to him first.
That's right.
And you have to take peace and solace in knowing that what God has for you, it is for you, but you can forfeit it if
That's
you don't
right.
obey.
That's right. That's right. That
you
was a good word. That was a very good word.
You can forfeit it. I don't want to lie to you and tell you that God just giving us upteen chances. He not. I know he not, because he done told me. You going to trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You going to get out of self-pity. You going to let this depressive state go. Because I have too much in store for you, and I can't use you like this. Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
So that's,
thank you again so much for coming on and sharing that word that people need to hear. You know, everybody want to get a title and forget about the serving and the honesty and the 66 books. They bypass all of that. They want to speak from themselves, but the 66 books is what we have to stand on. That's what we have to live by. And we always say, if you're under someone, make sure they're walking what they're preaching. Everybody can talk a good game, but game recognizes game. So you can have that mask on for so long, it's not going to stay.
Right.
It's not going to stay. But again, I thank you so very much for coming on. I'm going to pray for you. Then I want you to let the audience know how to contact you if they want you to come out and speak. Or even get some business from you. Father God, I ask you to touch Minister Carter right now. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Touch her body, Lord. You already know what the issue is, and you already say by your stripes she's healed. Touch her children, Lord, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Enlarge her territory, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Overflow into her life financially. Are overflowing to her life financially, Lord. As we touch and agree, the doors of heaven is open for her, for your daughter, because you said we're a king's kid and we're your daughters. Cover her, Lord. Lift her up. Give back what she gave out this morning. A overflow of blessings upon her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let the people know how to contact you if they want your services. Or if they want you to come speak.
Okay, well, I actually have several businesses that I operate. I have my graphic design business, which honestly I'm kind of getting away from. God has placed some other things in my life. But from that, I also have my print company. I also have a host company. So if you need domains, hosting, SSL certificates, emails, things like that. I have Your Dream Host, URDREAMHOST.com. Also have BuildWithChristine.com. So that's a great place to find me. If you go to BuildWithChristine.com, I have the vendors list. I also prepare LLC packages, which has been very, very the biggest blessing for me during this pandemic for me and my family. And then also during the pandemic, I actually launched my daughter's hair care brand, Whoop Whoop Kids. That's WOOPWOOPKIDS. And you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, as well as that's the domain name, WoopWoopKids.com. But if you go to BuildWithChristine.com, you can be connected to all of those sources just from that website alone. And I would, love to work with you. Love to speak, love to, I'm also a gospel rapper, so, I'm still doing that. I quietly do that. And then every Thursday at 11 a.m., which is about an hour and a half from now, since August of 2020, I actually launched my ministry. And so every Thursday at 11 a.m., we do live Zoom ministry, and God has moved in such a way that, we have faithful members, we have tithing members, and God has created, an online church. It started out as a prayer line, and then God has just blossomed it to something else. So an hour and a half from now, I'll be getting on to that. But you can go to Bill with Christine on Instagram, and you'll see the flyer for that information to be able to join in with us on Zoom. And I pray that you all are blessed. So, again, that's Build with Christine. and .com or Bill with Christine on Instagram. You can find me in those places. I am on Facebook, but I really don't post on Facebook the way that I used to.
Right.
I just found that a lot of the connections on over there just weren't genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So those people that I'm truly connected to, I'm connected to them on Instagram too, you know, so I reach out to those people on Instagram, you know, so I typically just use my Facebook for my DM when people are asking me for, you know, work or because they know what I've been doing for years as far as graphic and print services. So, but the best way to find me on Instagram or on my website. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And again, thank you again so much for coming on here again. You know, I need some new music to put on here.
I'll send you some more.
When you get a chance, send me some new music because, you know, we are definitely big on support. You know that. We're definitely big on support. But again, Woman God, thank you so much for coming on. You have a blessed and phenomenal day, and I will talk to you later. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. All he wants is a yes from you. It's simple. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to know the Bible from front to back. All you have to do is make a step towards him and give him a yes. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it. If you want to surrender your life to Christ, all you have to do is to give him a yes. Right? Lift your hands up and say, yes, God, I surrender. It's just that simple. But now remember, you surrender your life to Christ, the enemy's going to come attack you even harder. He's going to throw things at you that's going to hurt. But continue to stand on the word of God. Continue to trust him. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there. Give him that intimate time with him, just you and him. Worship him. Praise him. Lay out before him. Study the word for yourself so you'll know it. I'm going to give you three keys. One, find your Bible, King James or NIV. Two, find your church home. If you go in physically, please mask up, wash your hands, and sanitize your hands. Be safe. If you go online, you're welcome to join us on Our House on Facebook. 10:30 on Sundays and 7:15 on Tuesday for Bible study. We would love to have you. And three, whoever you're under, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This has to line up when you surrender your life. It has to. It's non-negotiable. If your pastor or apostle or bishop is not living what they're preaching, you need to find another covering. One, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. Also, if you want to sow into Well I Gospel Connection, our Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, it's $WGC2020. Also, for the last commercial, we have Corey Get the Gift. Homemade bath bombs made with almond oil or coconut oil. The scents are amazing. And trust me, you will have a relaxing bath with these bath bombs. I make them homemade, also with less oil in them. Spoil someone for Valentine's Day or spoil yourself. Men, you will love them also. If you want to order, you can text me at 832-816-7997. 832-816-7997. And we can go from there. Remember, trust God. Stand on his word. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. That's a very powerful scripture, one of my favorite scriptures. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Walk by faith and not by sight. Use your spiritual eyes, not your human eyes. And watch God take care of it. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know God love you. And we are here if you need us. Also, if you need some blessed oil, email me at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. I will mail it to you. If you're out of town and if you're in Houston, I will bring it to you. The blessed oil is free. Apostle and I do not sell this blessed oil. It is free. If you need it, let us know. You guys have a blessed day.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the give in to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Oh, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
man. He can mend your broken man.
He has
a miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my broken neck.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
Just to fit
my knees.
Can I get a witness in here? Let me lift your hands and say. Outstanding, wait on the Lord and be a good servant.
your hand to heaven right where you are. Come on and tell him. Oh,
I am
Go, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.